The Winter Olympic Games begin on Friday, but in Beijing, the host city, people seem kind of lukewarm about it. NPR's Emily Fang asked why.
Wang Jianzhi burnishes a pair of ice skates. He runs a famous blade sharpening shop near Hohai, a frozen lake popular among outdoor skaters. Yet Wang says he has no plans to watch the Olympics at all.
I get busy during the winter season. Where should I get the time to watch Olympic figure skating?
62-year-old David Peng is getting his skates sharpened at Mr. Wang's and jumps in.
Hosting the Olympics has improved China's winter sports infrastructure. It boosts China's international influence, especially if it can manage the games well during a pandemic.
But asked if he'll actually watch any of the games, he says no.
People of my generation value ability, not their outfits or fancy equipment. If you can't skate or ski well, you're not worth my time.
Rickshaw driver Yu Xianguo agrees. He's a sports enthusiast, but he's realistic about China's prospects this Winter Games.
I think we have an 80% chance of winning 2, maybe 3 gold medals. That's better than nothing.
China is strongest in summer Olympic sports, such as weightlifting and diving. It struggled to catch up to European countries with a long history of winter and downhill sports. Mr. Yu also says there's a marked difference in this year's approach when compared to that of the 2008 Beijing Summer Games.
Back in 2008, the air was thick with excitement. This time around, whether it's because people don't understand winter sports in China or what, the atmosphere has been much more bland, with barely any publicity about the games.
Since winning the Winter Games bid 7 years ago, China's National Statistics Bureau claims it somehow convinced 346 million people to become winter sports enthusiasts. Li Chaili, Meng Zhaoying, is one of these people. NPR met her on the edge of Hohai Lake, where she's chipped away the thick ice to swim in the freezing water, another popular Beijing pastime thought to prevent colds. The city government encouraged her to pick up skiing in 2019.
Our political leaders supported us, paid for all our trainers, and we get discounted tickets to the ski slopes.
Now, Ms. Meng is part of the Beijing amateur ski team for seniors.
We have about 100 members, but in reality, those who actually know how to ski number only about 20 people.
One of Ms. Meng's fellow septuagenarian swimmers hears us talking about the Olympics and interrupts. It's all political theater, he says about the ski team. The games cost too much and benefit the people too little. I ask if we can tape an interview with him, but he refuses. He says talking about the games in such a critical way could get him in political hot water. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.